VentureCast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
John Boy the Great.
It's John Boy the Great.
John Boy the Great.
John Boy the Great.
No Judgment Podcast.
When I was 19, but I had a rule about stealing. Right, no, it's because I was really good at it. I mean, I was stealing thousands of dollars of product every week. Like, I made a living of it. Like, I would pay people's rent with the things I stole. That's how much shit I would steal, right? There was this Kmart by my mom's, and I knew the security cameras weren't working.
Maybe you're famous. Maybe they have wanted posters. That's why you get followed.
No, around. I got caught. But this is how my career ended, because I had a rule and I broke my own rule. You get greedy, you get sloppy, you get caught.
Yeah.
But I got so cocky because I was literally walking out with a cart and people just look at me like, there he goes. Right? Like, this motherfucker, he comes every week. He grabs more stuff than I make on my check. Right? Like, it was stupid. It was dumb. Right? But I got a through out of it, and I liked the attention I got from family members and friends.
Yeah.
Because what I could do for them, but they were not going to.
Hood rich.
Yeah. I was there. I had about six cousins with me. And these are guys. One of them's a killer. The other one, he's known to knock people out. And then I got a few other cousins there. They're seeing me get hemmed up. And I'm like, I look at them as they see me getting slammed against a brick wall. And they're about to go into action. And I'm like, I just shake my hand. I go, nah, don't make it worse. Like, don't make it worse. We're not going to make it out of this clean. I was like, just leave me. Right? And I got caught. And I did my time. But when I did, I think it was one of the best things that ever happened to me was getting arrested. Right? Now, I know a lot of people don't say that. But I did this. Because it was my first offense, they made me do this program. And they asked me stuff that no one ever really asked me, right? They made me do a pamphlet, and it made me line up what do I want in life? And then what do I need in life?
Yeah.
Then it said prioritize. The first thing you need will get you what you want.
Yeah.
Now prioritize your wants from 1 to 10. And your needs, 1 to 10. Because what you want will come after what you need. And so I did that, and within 2 years, I got everything I wanted on that list. In 2 years. I finished school. I got a clean record. I moved out of my mom's house. Got a driver's license. I was 19. I didn't even have a driver's license. I was just running them up, right?
What stores were you stealing from?
Kmart, Target, Walmart, right? And I mean, when I would steal, I was stealing like, I'll never forget the day. My cousin had just got married, right? And he has a very rare skin Filipino disease. He's allergic to any kind of fragrance. So you can't even wash his clothes with laundry detergent. He'll break out. And I mean, when he breaks out, he looks like Professor Clump when he swells up. His eyebrows were touching his cheekbone. And he had just got a job. And they had a brand new apartment. And they were married. And he was crying. And I was like, yo, I'm going to have your girl drop me in the store real quick. And he's like, why, where are you gonna go? He was super jealous, like he thought I was gonna cheat with his girl. I go, man, I was like, Nick, you're my bro. Like, I'm not gonna let you go out like that. I'm not gonna let you call anybody. You're not gonna ask anybody for help. I'm not gonna let you go out like that. You just got married. It's been 3 months. Christmas is here. It ain't gonna happen. I'll be right back, but you need to trust me. I'm not gonna fuck with your girl, bro. And he's like, but come right back. And I was like, I'll be right back, bro. I'll check in with you. I'll call you everything. And I hit Walmart, filled up half the trunk with electronics. This is when DVDs were booming, DVD players.
Right? $700.
Right? You know, I was grabbing the ones that had the DVD and the VHS player. Like, I was and they're like, how did you grab it? I was like, I was literally going in with a sweater, nothing on. Grab my sweater, wrap it around the box. And I knew what aisle the security sensors weren't going off on. So I would just literally walk out with a box. I'll be right back. Boom, drop it. Close the trunk. Boom, walk back in. I was grabbing portable CD players, MP3 players. I was going to the CD. What time frame you know I was still in. When that Nick Cannon movie came out, Drumline. I grabbed the whole, because that movie was banging. Everybody in my family had that movie because of me. I grabbed the whole section, fucking wrapped in my sweater, and started walking out. And people were on the walkies, like, looking at me, coming back, and they're like, there he is. And I was like, dump my shit, come right back. And they're like, looking at me all mad. I'm like, what you gonna do? Like, you know, and this is dumb. I don't recommend anybody doing this. Real quick, let me interrupt. Are you a business owner? Do you collect payments? Are you tired of getting screwed over by all these big payment processing companies? You ever add up how much you're getting screwed over every year?
We back.
For all those processing fees? Maybe it's time to make the switch over to mainstream. Find out why I switch.
I know you got blowback from
669-288-4761. Let me see how much money I can save you.
Hey, I think everything, Cover fucked up everything. A-Balls is going for $90. Right? Everything was fucked up. But
grounds are like 0.9 now.
I know. But what were some of the complaints you heard from customers? Like, I know, I wasn't there for those comments.
You know what, bro? I personally didn't really hear too many complaints about customers, if any. Because you know what?
We live in an expensive ass area.
Yeah, not just that, bro. Like, the quality was there.
Oh yeah.
It is there. You know what I'm saying? And so I think that's something that we utilize for leverage and that, you know, is our bread and butter is the quality, right? And not just that, like something that I strive for and I aim very high to achieve is customer service, right? So you pair good customer service and a good haircut together, along with everything else that's being done, right? Just good relationship, respect, right? Good morals. I think the people that complain are going to be the people that either financially aren't in a place to be spending that kind of money on a haircut, right? So we strive to target clients that are going to respect and appreciate the service that we're putting out and the respect that we give them when they come and be serviced by us, right? The barbers were more like, some of them were with it and some of them were like, man, like it's gonna scare my clients away and this and that. But that's the beautiful thing about being self-employed and being a quote-unquote your own boss, is that you get to set the boundaries of the standards for yourself, right? But you also got to meet that, right? What you ask is also what you got to give back, right? Mm-hmm. I tell the barbers all the time, like, if you want them to be on time, be on time. You know what I mean? Give respect to get respect. So I personally didn't hear too much, you know, complaints or get too much blowback on that. I'm sure there was behind closed doors. You know, they say when the cat's away, the mice play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure there was complaints, but I think that... The quality of service overall is there, and I think that's what kind of keeps us grounded, you know?
Yeah. What are your thoughts on, it's like a big trend now to hire women barbers who have BBLs and fake boobs.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a strategy.
It is.
It's a strategy.
It's quite alluring. I'm not gonna lie. I haven't had a barber with. I'm still dedicated to my guy. I still fuck with Zorro.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you come across a bad one that can get you right the way you want to be, get right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I told my girl too. Like, if I found a female barber that can get me right the way I like it. Or at least close enough to best believe, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? Go over there, break bread, you know what I mean? Like,
it's almost like it's lightweight, like a strip club.
It's lightweight. Because
you're
like
getting touched on by this girl.
But you're being served. You get something in return. That's the difference.
Stripping is a service too.
Yeah. But that's a visual service.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Barbering, you actually, you know, you get to walk out and feel fresh for about 3 days. But you know what? I think it's a strategy, bro. And shoot, man, I remember I used to target baby mamas, bro. Like when I was before my wife and my kids, I legit used to target baby mamas.
Oh, you had some bad ones going in your shop.
Yes.
My God.
I don't know how I didn't. How I'm still in business.
I remember one time you were cutting my hair and this baby mama came in and you're like, "Here, let me turn you around." And I was like, yeah. "God damn." Yeah.
I believe in life, bro. I've learned that you gotta leverage and utilize what is available to you. You know what I'm saying? We have an investment that it's not something that you can teach or tell somebody to go do because it's a private investment that we get a pretty good return on. And I'm grateful for it because we don't have to do much. We just put money in there. It grows and, you know, we just go about our day. Versus everybody else, you gotta teach them how to do real estate, stocks, you know, et cetera, right? And so I'm leveraging what I have available to me, right? And I'm utilizing it, right? And so for me, like, I had baby mamas were somehow always attracted to me.
You know what I mean? He's a money maker. That's sugar daddy right there.
And it was dope, man, because I got a good conversation with a beautiful woman. And I got to get paid for, you know, cutting her son's hair. And everybody won. You know, everybody was happy. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's strategy. Honestly, man, I've been looking for female barbers in particular. Just, BBL or not. Like, I've been looking for female barbers, bro, because it sets a tone. It gives the barbershop a different vibe. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you know, it's a woman. It's a presence of a woman.
Dude, my lady flipped one time when she dropped me off.
Okay.
When she saw Sandy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, she don't even speak English.
Yeah.
You think, out of all the people, you think she's going to go after me? I was like, baby, you really got beer goggles on.
For real.
I was like, I love my lady. She thinks I'm the hottest shit in the world. I was the only one who sees that.
That's good though, man. That's the kind of woman.
Yeah, she know I got a mouthpiece, that's why.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, man, it's a strategy, bro, and I think that having a woman barber will definitely enhance the atmosphere, and it kind of neutralizes it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being hypey and hyped up all the time in the shop, it'll, you know, give a good little balance.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to see a barbershop like fucking Hooters, you know, just stacked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro,
God,
like,
damn.
Man, I'm about to, like,
whoever starts that franchise is going to he's going
to
be on top.
Bro, I'm about to start recruiting from other countries, bro. Get these girls on iTunes and scholarships or whatever, you know, whatever requirement there is.
Help fund that college fund.
Put them up with a stripper job at night.
Whoever comes up with this idea, you better let me in. I came up with the idea. If you fund it.
Hey, we got the money for the investment. So if you can bring the employees, we'll fund it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that'll be awesome. I can't. I'll get in trouble.
You have to tell your wife that it's a different business.
I be playing too much.
Hey, for real, man.
Oh, my God. I'm straight now, bro. We did the whole year breakup. And you realize, damn.
Yeah,
you really do complete me. You really do complete me. Like, I was like, I can't. We realized we really fucked with each other, like, on a whole nother level. And I dedicating so much energy and money and emotion into somebody and then, like, boom, just cut it off. And then thinking I have to start all over with somebody else.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't see that happening.
Just take a week break from your partner, bro. Like, literally, like, go spend the night in an Airbnb for a week. and have no contact with your partner, and you'll learn to appreciate them. You'll be like, damn, my wife, nobody here to cook for me. Yeah.
It's like
massage
that.
My feet.
You know, you get massages? Oh. I don't get. I got a massage chair.
Oh, yeah, you got it though.
I had to get it on my own. Yeah, takes a lot. Nah, but yeah, you appreciate that too. It's just kind of like with a business or working for somebody, you learn to appreciate a fucking business owner.
Oh yeah.
Or a manager. Or you appreciate good employees because you know how hard it is to come across them.
Bro, you'd be surprised at, like, how many barbers have come back and be like, bro, like after they left my shop, right, they'll come back and be like, man, like I have one in particular who came back, and I really respect this guy. He's been on his grind. His
yeah.
Hustle, man. He said, like, bro, like, everything that you used to tell us, man, like, you were really teaching us, bro. I'm like, bro, like, you really thought that I was trying to, like...
Easy
like,
you?
like, knock my team down? Like, that don't
yeah.
make sense, bro. Like, I was trying to lift you guys up, but I was very blunt and very direct. And you know, the generations now can't handle that 100.
Not everybody's going to see the vision. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and not just that. Like, now that he has his shop, he's like, I get it, bro. No, that's good, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, he always thanks me for, putting him in position and teaching him everything that I taught him. But, you know, I appreciate the credit, but I think that it was just an alley-oop, man. I just assisted with it, and he did the work.
See, that's what I feel like. When I told my employees, if you want to start your own business, I'll help you. And every time they would ride along with me for the first time, I go, you're going to be a business owner. I'd start planting seeds.
Yeah.
And one of them ended up starting his business, and I helped him. When he told me he was going to start it, he thought I was going to be mad. And I go, bro, why would I be mad? The first day I met you, I said, you're going to start a business. I'm going to help you. Yeah. And you told me you wanted to be an employee. Look at, I go, I realize my place in this world. My job is just to wipe the window, and it's up to you to walk through that fucking door.
Yeah.
That's my job.
Yeah,
that's my place in this world.
I really feel that, bro. Like, I feel like I've been blessed with so much, man. Like, I feel like God has put me in position not to be greedy, not to be this cocky, big-headed individual, but because I was at one point.
We all go through.
And God quickly set me straight. But I believe, man, that God's put me here in this position, with this mindset, this heart, to really enable people. Into becoming more than who they think or even see that they are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's a huge blessing for me personally, man. I love to help people. And, I just had my sister recently tell me that, like, I told her I was going to pay her $20 an hour to come take pictures for us at a shop. I ended up giving her $30, right? And she went to SF State. And so, like, she's been schooling pretty much her whole life, right? And when I gave her those $60 for 2 hours, she hit me and she was like, man, like, you really changed the perspective on how I view myself and my income. Like, she thought, like, $22 an hour was lit.
What?
Yeah, bro.
No.
Which a lot of people do. It's crazy.
You should let me talk to her. I used to own my own photography business. I had that game sold up.
Man, you know, like, we'll have to make something happen. But when I paid her that $60 for 2 hours, she was just, like, blown away, right? And she's like, man, I'm glad it was you though that changed that perspective for me and helped me see my own value, you know. And I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Because for us, it'd be like, we're just doing what we know, like, our job, what we think is right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, probably you and I are close to, we're used to like 150 to 100 an hour, right? And
yeah.
And that's like. What? That's it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how can I get more?
Yeah. Right. And other people are like, I hear people in my chair like, damn, bro, I got this dope job. It's hella cool. I'm getting paid a solid $25 an hour. Like, bro, and just boasting about it. And I'm like,
you could get more.
Yeah, bro. Like,
let me help you get more.
Yeah, like,
yeah. My lady's like that. My lady, well, she couldn't picture herself making more than $15 an hour.
That's crazy. Isn't
yeah,
it?
And now she's making 28, right?
It's cool, but like,
yeah, but like at first, her mindset was small. She's like, I'll never be worth more than $20 an hour.
Oh,
I go, remember when he said that about 15?
Oh my gosh, bro.
And I'm like, I go, baby, where you're at right now, you should be making 80 grand for doing what you do. Because she's basically the director of that school. I was like, you should be making 80 grand easy. You shouldn't be making hourly anymore. You should be on salary.
Yeah.
So now they're working that out. You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
And she never thought, because it's never been in her head. This is the girl who
presented to her either.
Yeah, she didn't think she could finish cosmetology school. She's like, I'll never know the color wheel. Then she ended up working, getting her license, and she was working at a Cosmoprof, and she would call people out. She's like, how do you not know what colors to use if you have a license? And I go, look at you being the color police. I was like, because you didn't, before you cry, you thought you weren't going to make it. You know what I'm saying? But you got to put yourself under pressure. Yeah.
People tell me, like, because I hear this often, bro, like, people tell me, man, I got a good-ass job, getting paid, you know, 20, like if I'm not hearing 50, bro, I'm like, what, how, like, you think that's a good job? Like, is there opportunity for growth?
Some people want to be in that lane, and I had to understand that.
Area, bro.
Yeah, but nah, yeah, for the Bay. We got to take another quick break. Hold on, I got to interrupt real quick. Are you a homeowner? And you're tired of getting screwed over by these high costs for electricity? Maybe it's time to go solar. Find out why I switched over to Caliber Solar. Call me, 669-288-4761. And let me see how I can get you in a better position and stop paying these high prices. Let's go.
Today is working for me. Do you believe that for yourself? Hey, I'm Pastor Julie, and I want to empower you through encouragement, inviting you to my podcast, Big Truth Encouragement, where I unpack living a faith-filled life. I created my podcast for the ladies, but gentlemen, you'll gain something too. So I invite you to listen to Big Truth Encouragement on Electricast and any platform where you listen to your podcast.
Electricast.
Hey there, I'm DC. I host the Rock Podcast, Back to the Arena, The Interviews. It's about a 30-minute podcast where I talk one-on-one with a band who has released new music. You can find us on all the best podcast sites like Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeartRadio, and more. If you're a rock fan like me, subscribe today to Back to the Arena, The Interviews.
Electricast.
Electricast.